Thank you, podcast. I couldn't hear this most recent podcast. No, I couldn't hear it. Oh, did they? Okay, I talked to...
Oh, hey there, KW. Happy New Year. How are your holidays? How tired are you of the mundane catch-up questions you've been asked by acquaintances and coworkers? Don't worry, I won't ask you what you did on New Year's Eve. January kind of sucks. It's cold and windy and icy. Every sidewalk is a death trap. Seasonal affective disorder is bringing us all down hard. Everything is the worst this time of year. Unless you're into winter sports, in which case you probably like January, and I just can't relate to that. Thanks to everyone who listened to the last episode of the podcast, and to the few who gave me feedback. We're still new at this, and we're learning a lot as we go, so thanks for sticking around. The January issue of TCE has been on stands for a couple weeks, and you can grab a copy at various coffee shops around town, and of course on the internet. Articles this month range from basic income on Indigenous lands to Janice Lee's story about the five events she's promised herself she'll go to. If your calendar isn't full already, she's picked some pretty cool things, so we definitely recommend checking them out. And also, you've probably heard about the new beer bar, Arabella Park, that opened in Belmont Village. A few TCE contributors went there last month, in the name of journalism, of course, to drink beer and decide for ourselves whether it was worth all the hype that's been spreading on the internet. It's a cool spot, definitely worth checking out, but it was also super easy to spend way too much money on local beer and food that was a little bougie. But you should go and decide for yourself. Also read this month's Bareface on Beer column, where John Johnson breaks it down in beer snob terms. Now let's get to episode 3 of TCE Radio.
Okay, so the record is called the Dialysis Catalog.
Okay.
Now it's a collection of songs that I produced for years. Like, some of these came out like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a collection of the songs, some of my favorite songs that I produced while I've been on kidney dialysis waiting for a transplant.
Okay, let's back up a bit. That was a clip from an interview TCE contributor Sam Nabby did with local hip-hop producer Jason Young, a.k.a. Know It. Sam discovered Know It has got deep roots in KW hip-hop.
Me and my friend Kenny,
okay.
We used to do shows at the Forum. Do you remember that place?
No. Okay.
The Forum is like it was a roller skating rink.
Okay.
In Cambridge.
Huh.
And on Friday nights, they would have teen dances there.
Okay.
Right.
Cool. Okay.
So me and my friend Kenny, we started rapping. At this time, I wasn't even making beats. We just rapped, and then we would bring a demo tape to the guy at the Forum.
Okay.
And we'd be like, yeah, can we perform at the Friday night teen dance? This is our
during
demo
where team. Everyone's roller skating around.
Yeah, that's exactly. So that, and he let us, and we performed there a few times.
Okay.
That was my introduction to like hip hop in this community.
The full article, The Hip Hop This Region Built, was originally featured in our December issue, and you can find it on thecommunityedition.ca. I chatted with Sam to get a behind-the-scenes look into the writing of the article and his own experience as a hip-hop artist in KW.
Pay your artists and pay them on time. Pay your interns working on the front line. Pay your freelance contributors every last dime. Don't be cutting us short and then pretend it's all fine. You wanna sit down?
So my name is Sam Nabby, and I was a contributor to TCE for the December issue.
You got a muck and entitlement calling. That's why I'm so absorbed in my phone when it rings. That's a nice pet theory, but it's not what I'm about. I just replied to a client while you were running your mouth. See, I'm a hustler now, and I might ruffle some feathers for my rainy day fund. Ain't ready for this monsoon weather. So, pay your artists.
I wrote an article about hip hop in Waterloo Region because I feel like Kitchener-Waterloo has a very strong music scene and a very strong sense of the arts, but it's always folk music, and I never see hip-hop being celebrated in the same way that other genres have been. For me, that's how I got introduced to the music scene in Kitchener-Waterloo as well. So it started off with folk music. I'm a musician. When I was in first year university, first came to Waterloo, I got hooked up with a promoter named Carrie Humphreys. I think she's still in the radio scene. She's a DJ. And she would have all these shows around town that were mostly guys with guitars. And it took a while for me to realize that there was hip hop here. And one of the great places that I feel like is a bit of a melting pot for different genres of music is the Boathouse open mic. And before that, the Imbibe open mic, when Imbibe used to be the restaurant under the museum in Kitchener. So there's a hip hop artist called Nine Lives out of Cambridge. Unfortunately, I couldn't interview her for this story, but she was the first hip hop artist that I really saw consistently in the community. And she lived in Cambridge. She would come up to Kitchener every week to freestyle or show some new material that she's got. And you could tell that there's a lot of passion there, but also a sense that she's just finding some little crack of a place that's welcoming for hip hop. And I think a lot of people don't give it a second thought of where are the places in this region where we can go and listen to original local rap and hip hop music. We have some good clubs, and that's fine. And there's like DJ nights at Jane Bond and at Starlight, and that's great. But it's not the same as opportunities you might have in a big city. So I pitched this story because over the last couple of years, I started to be aware of different artists that were in the community. I think it started with just searching on SoundCloud, because I'm a musician and now I've transitioned from folk into hip hop music. And I was looking for other people locally who are doing the same thing that I was doing. So I'm looking on Bandcamp, I'm looking on SoundCloud for people that just have their profiles tagged as Waterloo or Kitchener. And I started discovering a few different artists for myself. They're mostly younger guys. So Young Lungs is one of them. And there's a producer, Kian Patterson, who is pretty prolific on SoundCloud. And it was just a real great realization to understand that, hey, there's a lot of talent here. And then I started asking myself, well, where is it? So I don't even remember how I was introduced to the more old school guys, because there is a tradition of hip hop that goes pretty deep in KW, and it's always been under the surface, and I feel like it's always been, outside of the mainstream, because we're not one of these big cities that's known for hip hop. Who invited me to the album release party? Not sure. It must have just been an invite on Facebook, probably through Sound FM. Mm-hmm. So there's a hip hop show on Sound FM called Street Hop, and it's been running for 13 years now. And that's one of the people that I profile in my article is Carmelo, and he's been around for a long time. But he was the one who invited me to this album release showcase, which was held at McCabe's. And that seems to be a theme of venues that are not permanently hip-hop venues, but they do get kind of taken over for one night as a bit of a hip-hop scene, and the community seems like it's very supportive, because everyone's all in this together. If there's a show, if someone manages to pull a show together, everyone will come. And through talking with people for my article, it became apparent that McCabe's is a very good venue for booking hip-hop shows at convenient times, at times that people are actually going to fill the space. And then there was also Molly Bloom's on Fairway Road in Kitchener that it was very accommodating. So it's these spaces that aren't really hip-hop spaces, but people are making do with what they have.
Mm-hmm. So do you see the need for like a hip-hop specific club or venue to open up in KW?
I think it would be a bit of a risk for someone to start that up,
mm-hmm.
because it seems like the cards are so stacked against us here. We're so close to Toronto that a lot of people, when they get big enough, when they get good enough, it's a natural progression to just leave this region. So I think a hip-hop specific venue on its own might not be enough, but we do need to change the culture a little bit if this is going to become as mainstream as folk or rock or the shows that get promoted at Center in the Square, or the shows that come around to Maxwell's. If hip-hop is going to be a big part of that, we also need to have, I think we need to have more support from local radio, local promoters. Like, where are people going to hear this local music other than just one time at a show somewhere? So definitely venues need to be part of that, but I don't think one person with an idea to create a hip-hop venue could do this on their own.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do you think folk music is so mm-hmm. present here,
mm-hmm.
And has been for, it seems like, quite a while.
Yep.
Why do you think that hip-hop hasn't caught up to the, like, folk or acoustic or rock mm-hmm. scene that exists in KW? If it's there, mm-hmm. if the artists are there, how come it's yeah. not getting as much attention or exposure?
Right. I think there's a pretty strong culture of open mics and coffee shops in Waterloo region. For me, I got introduced to that scene through the University of Waterloo. So there's student clubs that might host music events. And from that, you progress to other music events in the community, open mics, and that's fine. But the open mic scene is usually acoustic focused. There's not usually a good sound system or, you know, the setup for doing hip hop. It's usually more bare bones, and the type of music that you can accommodate in a small cafe is usually more folk music. So people can bring their guitar. I've seen a lot of people bringing keyboards, pianos in, and that's even a bit of a hassle for setup. So just the logistics of the space is one thing. But the other thing is, you know, folk music and rock is more popular and it is more mainstream, and you're going to get, those genres are going to appeal more to a broader audience.
Right.
Hip-hop is a very confrontational genre. It's a very aggressive genre sometimes. I think with the newer generation of artists, it's becoming less aggressive, but it's still a counterculture, and it grew out of a counterculture movement. So it's just not going to appeal to as many people, and that's fine. That's part of the genre. But I do think that we're doing ourselves a bit of a disservice in Waterloo region that we're not, I think that we're doing ourselves a little bit of a disservice in that we're not lifting up these hip-hop artists as a talent on the same plane as those of other genres. So, yeah, what do we do about that? I feel like even if you're not a folk singer, and even if you don't know how to play music, there are all these supporters that will come out to shows and that will appreciate. And when I went to the Cork Hall in November for this album release for the Dialysis catalog, this is an album that is full of like really good hip-hop artists, not just from Waterloo region, but there's some people from the States on the record. There's some Juno-nominated, Juno winners, God, what's his name? Decisive. Yeah, so at this album release, the album itself is full of a lot of great talent. And the people that came are mostly, you know, friends of the artists, and it's a very tight-knit community, so everyone knows everyone. But I don't know that it really pushed beyond that first ring of social connections. So it was advertised on street posts, and it was advertised on Facebook, but I don't think we really got buy-in from, like, all the other organizations that might promote an event in Waterloo Region.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I find as a non... I don't generally have a problem with hip-hop. I've just never... It's not something I've really been drawn to at, like, a local level.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem... Something I find about the local music scene that I think people who are involved in it would completely disagree with me. Like, I find it to be mildly exclusive. I don't think it's intentional that way. I think, obviously, people want to spread their music, but it feels like a hard, like, just going to a hip-hop show at McCabe's where I'm not going to know anybody or I've never heard of the artist, that seems really intimidating. Similarly to why going to a folk show, for me, would also be intimidating. It's just that I'm more likely to know people there than I am at a hip-hop show.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how, like... I don't know how you get past that.
I don't know. And so you mentioned the exclusivity of even a folk show. And with a hip-hop show, for example, with this one that was at the Cork Hall at McCabe's, part of the show was a bunch of live ciphers. And
wait, what does that
mean? A cipher is when you play a beat and you keep the beat going and there are a few different artists that are going to freestyle over it.
Okay.
Sometimes it's freestyle, sometimes they have verses prepared, but there's a bit of spontaneity to it. And when one person starts to fall off, the next person jumps in and you can't break the cipher. So it's not inherently a competition, but it is competitive. To see how long you can go, how good your rhymes are, and when someone starts trailing off, then there's someone else to jump in their place and bring the track back to a sense of, you know, as polished as you can get with this improvisational method. I feel like with other genres, you don't jump into people's space as much, and because of that, hip hop is more confrontational. And so if you're going to go see a show like that, you should be ready for, you know, a little bit of more abrasive environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that reminds me of the old Maxwell's used to have songwriter circles.
Yeah.
And I went to a couple of them where they'd have three or four musicians, and it's like one would play their song, and the other they're all on stage at the same time, and the other musicians are encouraged to... jump in and add and enhance that whoever's song it is.
Right.
And every time I went to one, everyone else on stage always seemed like they're all really talented musicians, seasoned, and they definitely seemed like they struggled to jump in on someone else's song. They had a hard time even just strumming along or adding some background vocals. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, so far from competitive. Like, they were trying to not take the spotlight from someone else. And just such a different... Whereas that was the whole point. That was the whole reason why they were there, is to be adding to someone else's music and to show songwriters collaborating live.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so for someone that's not in the scene, it is... It seems like... I think there's even another level of exclusion or perceived exclusion than... for example, folk. But when I talked to a handful of artists for this article, and all of them talked about how supportive and tight-knit and reinforcing the hip-hop community is. So if you are a producer or a DJ or an MC or, you know, anything, if you're making beats or if you're just spitting rhymes, if you're in your basement or if you're at a professional studio, like, everyone in this region is trying to lend a hand to one another. One example that I don't think made the cut for the article was an artist by the name of Komodo in town. He was invited to hop on a music video this past summer for one of the other hip-hop artists in the region. He was filming a music video. He needed a bunch of people to just be there, and they filmed it in a Sunday afternoon, and there you go. They had a really fun time, and there didn't seem to be much competition or like turf wars or, you know, I'm from Cambridge and you're from Waterloo, so we're not going to collaborate. Because the hip-hop community, I think, is smaller, they need to overcome those regional differences that sometimes we like to make fun of.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for Cambridge. Getting in there. So why don't you tell me a bit about your own hip-hop music?
Yeah. So let me think. My own hip-hop music is, I think, a natural progression for me from folk. I've always been a songwriter. I've always considered myself more of a poet than a musician. So I focus on the words, and that brought me to a transition where I wanted to start making hip-hop music, and now I collaborate with other producers who make the music, and I'm just writing words and focusing on really honing that craft. One of the forces that I guess pushed me to actually create an album and record it and release it was the spoken word open mic scene in Kitchener. And it's not exactly hip hop, but the spoken word scene is a whole bunch of poets that get together once a month, and it was a supportive environment for me to continue working on my writing. So even though I've never personally competed in the poetry slams, I used that environment as a bit of encouragement for myself. And now here I am. So I've released an album, and it's very political. It's also very personal. I feel like hip hop is a genre that lets you confront problems up front. And I really love wordplay, and you can have a lot of fun with hip hop and wordplay. It's kind of a game for me to see how many different rhymes can happen in the same two couplets. It's a really fun art form for me. I feel like I can have a lot of fun with it, and because hip hop has such a reputation for being brash and aggressive, when I'm performing live, I always try to find ways to bring a little bit of lightness and to kind of turn things around. So, you know, I have a line in one of my songs that's about me and my upbringing, and then it talks about gentrification in the region. So I know that I have a lot more income than a lot of people in this neighborhood. I'm working in an industry that is causing rents to go up. I work in tech. And, you know, I'm part of this change of society, whereas hip hop is an art form that kind of came from the streets. It often talks a lot about hardship, and I need to recognize that that's not my experience. So I managed to do that in a bit of a funny way. I tell in one of my tracks, I say that I inherited all of my bling. And, you know, things like that, where I feel like I'm approaching this genre, and I realize that there's a bunch of expectations, and I need to size myself up against those expectations. And it turns out that, yes, I don't fit the mold of a traditional gangster rapper, but I really love the art form, and I'm going to see what I can do with it for myself.
Right. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So where can people find your music?
You can find my music at samnabby.com.
That's very simple, yeah. Straightforward. So are you at, they do open mic at Boathouse every Monday.
Yes.
Right? And are you there most Mondays?
Most Mondays I'm there, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Boathouse has a very good setup for hip hop. There's me, there's another hip hop artist called Dome Peace that's often there. And another one that's there, you know, some of the time, his name is Anthropos. Mm-hmm. And so of all the open mics and kind of public venues for music in this region, I would say the Boathouse is doing the best at bringing hip-hop into that same audience as everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a really good soundboard, and if you have beats on a phone, they can hook you up, and they have a lot of equipment and
awesome.
Good microphones for that kind of thing. So they're pretty well set up for that. It's always a very diverse crowd at the Boathouse. There's people of all different ages, like middle-aged people playing covers of songs that they like. There's singer-songwriters, hip-hop artists, like I said. And every so often, there are people that even do spoken word.
Yeah.
So, for me, that's become a good community. The other place that I think is doing well with diversity of music is, it's not an open mic, but the Together We're Bitter Brewery in Kitchener has been doing concerts every Sunday afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're starting to really use that space as a venue now. And I've performed there, and there's all kinds of different music that gets performed there. And you're in the middle of a bunch of brewery equipment, which is fantastic.
So, yeah, that would be a cool space for that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. So if someone is looking to get into hip-hop, like specifically local hip hop.
Yeah.
Where would you, like, which artists would you direct them to first?
I would say the first thing you need to do is listen to the Street Hop show on Sound FM 100.3 on the regular FM radio.
Yeah.
But if you look up Sound FM online, they also have the Street Hop shows broadcast to YouTube. So you can go back and look at previous episodes of the local show. So that's hosted by DJ Carmelo and Lakes, and Lakes is a hip hop artist in his own right, but the two of them are always out there looking for new talent, looking at who's on the scene. So they accept submissions for inclusion in the Fresh Five every week, and that's actually where I've discovered a lot of local artists. And the other people that I would suggest is look at Jason Young. His DJ name is Know It, and he's the one who produced the Dialysis Catalog album that I talk about in the article. So Jason Young is a producer that's been around for a long time, and he has tons of connections in the community. And best of all, he has his own production studio, so if you do need to get things produced, you can definitely go to him. But I would say those are like two cornerstones of the hip hop community. If you become friends with them on Facebook, follow them online, you'll hear about different events that are going on. And like I said, the hip hop community likes to support itself a lot. So you'll always hear about people giving shout outs to each other and posting tracks of, you know, somebody's new video on YouTube. And there's a lot of support going on.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks very much for chatting. Is there anything else you wanted to mention or say about the subject?
No, I think that's it. Yeah. I would just say if you find some people online, like online is usually where you'll find local artists, because as we've explored, the physical scene isn't really matured as much as the other genres. But if you find someone online and you feel like they're too important for you to message them, don't, because you just message them and get in touch, because people will love to hear from you.
As Sam mentioned, you can find his music at samnabby.com. The track playing earlier in the interview was off his new record, Late Convert. That song is called Boomers for Breakfast. And we're going to close out the episode with another song from that album called Side Hustle Shuffle. As always, thanks for listening to TCE Radio. I'm your host, Megan Norse, and behind the scenes is producer Alistair McClellan. See you next month.
Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle.
Wait.
I've been running ham all day. People calling like, can I talk to Sam all day? Walking down the street getting stopped by randos. Say, aren't you the guy who started Apartment Cafe? Yeah, that's me. People say they know my face. You might say that I've attained some local fame. I love the game, but I ain't getting paid yet. Still, it makes for a good line on my resume. Well, gone are the days when you could walk right up to the CEO secretary and get picked up. Didn't need LinkedIn or a thick skin. Just show up with a full Windsor and a crew cut. Used to be you only had one job. 9 to 5, build a life, retiring golf. But now instead of carving divots, you're 57 and pivoting. Laid up for efficiency, your loyalty was limiting. Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle. No way my generation's getting caught up. Pouring blood, sweat, and tears just so we can prop up. Billionaire bosses that profit from sweatshops that make the cheap TVs and phones that we want. Out of school, 21, and it's time for turning tables. I don't know the system, shit, after your housing market failed. Fooled me in 06, thought my savings would be stable. They'd be selling you a casket as soon as you're at the cradle. Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle. Voice of my generation, just like Valley and Sinatra. But frankly, the speed is hotter, and the struggle that we're facing is one that you hear a lot of. Living in our parents' basements are burning right through our savings, trying to break free from the job hunt, create a new economy in our own image, in the margins of a book that you didn't bother to finish. You told us we were special and everyone was a winner, so don't be surprised when we don't join your corporate pilgrimage. Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Only one way to survive this struggle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle. Side hustle shuffle, side hustle shuffle. Gather around now, let's do the side hustle shuffle.